Back at it here on the Steve Gruber Show. With us, Congressman Devin Nunes of California. A lot of folks might not realize he's a farmer by trade. And so when he's in Washington, he knows manure when he smells it. All right, I think that's a fair way to put it, Congressman. You know what it smells like, and this thing has smelled for a long time. And I want to ask you about this. I want to focus on the emails and the so forth that has come out. January the 5th, there was a meeting in the Oval Office. Barack Obama, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, the vice president at the time, Joe Biden, and all the others. And they were plotting, it seems, against Michael Flynn. He had been under investigation since August of 16, but they were plotting against him. And so my question is simple. Were they going after Flynn, or were they going after then-President-elect Donald Trump? And were there crimes committed, and who was in on it?
Well, there's a lot of crimes committed. The House Republicans have sent 8 criminal referrals over to the Department of Justice. There's now a third investigation ongoing now. I don't know if you saw that overnight. Last night, the Attorney General Barr appointed a U.S. attorney out of Texas to look into the unmasking of General Flynn. So what is unmasking? Essentially, General Flynn was picked up by an intelligence agency, his phone call. Now, it's an American citizen. This is the incoming advisor of the incoming national security advisor to Donald Trump as president. He's just about ready to take the reins in a couple weeks. He's talking to the Russian ambassador. Now, look, it's totally normal. Ambassadors, by definition, are diplomats. They're in the capitals of all the countries around the world to do what? To interact with the highest levels of government. So totally normal. That conversation leaks, and it was spun to support their ongoing investigation, of which they created from whole cloth. And, you know, just remember that. They're the ones that were colluding with Russians. They're the ones that supposedly were talking to Russians. They're the ones that leaked all this stuff to the media. But the fact of the matter was, the day before that meeting in the Oval Office, the one lone agent who was in charge of this, in charge of the Flynn investigation, had written up a closing communication. It said, meaning he was closing the case. They had nothing.
No derogatory information, it read. Go on.
And then Strzok and pay all the higher ups at the FBI, all the way up to James Comey, all the people at the highest level said, hold the phone. We're not going to release that closing communication. We're not going to close this case. That was taken to Obama. Obama's people say, oh, should we brief these people at all? So they were all feeding off of each other. So the question I think that you're getting to, did Obama or anyone in his administration commit a crime? And I would say, you know, it depends on who gave the order, right? So who ordered that agent to not close the case and bury that? Who was that person? That person's in a lot of trouble. If you look at the people in the Obama administration, if they were unmasking, if they were using these intelligence reports and leaking them, leaking classified information, leaking phone calls that were picked up by our intelligence services,
sure,
when U.S. citizens are not supposed to be spied on, that's the question. And now we have
that's a 10-year felony is what that is.
Started by the Department of Justice.
Yeah, it's a 10-year felony. Congressman Devin Nunes here. So here's the question that I hear a lot, and I'm sure you do as well. We have a little over a minute left here before you have to run. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time. John Durham, when is he going to show up with some charges to be dropped? You've got 8 criminal referrals. When are people going to be held to account? That's the question I get often. I'm sure you do as well, sir. Who's going to be held to account and when?
I always say this, that nobody wants these. I won't say anything. No profanity, because I know you have a clean show, Steve.
Fair enough.
Nobody wants them locked up more than me. I mean, what they've done to me, my family, but I would also say the President of the United States and the President's family. But really,
sure.
I think the worst part is everything they did to all these poor, innocent Americans. You know, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, just young guys that wanted to be involved in a political campaign, and they get set up by the Clinton campaign for colluding with the Russians. I mean, it's really awful. So just to finish it up, the way I look at this, there's now 3 investigations, including the new one last night. So Durham's looking into what happened in the campaign, how this investigation got got started.
Right.
You have the U.S. Attorney out of Missouri looking into the actual, kind of into the Mueller investigation, but what happened to General Flynn. So that's a separate investigation. And now last night we have a U.S. Attorney out of Texas looking at the unmasking of names in intelligence reports, classified intelligence reports that were leaked to the media. So those are the three investigations.
And those are big deal.
Like I said, I know people get mad and upset at this, but it's been 3.5 years, and every day we get up, and it's 1 yard in a cloud of dust, and we're dealing with a media that doesn't exist in this country.
It takes. Let me just ask you this: do you believe in your gut that former President Barack Obama committed a crime somewhere in here?
I believe he knew about this. I think the White House was active. Well, here's what I know. I know people at the highest levels of the White House. I don't have evidence of Obama knowing, but I have evidence of his chief of staff knowing about this investigation being stood up in August of 2016. Now, I'm not going to cast the dispersions on someone. Who gave the order? It goes to what I said earlier. Who gave the order to do all of this?
And experience tells me.
That question.
Yeah, experience tells me if the chief of staff knows, the man at the top knows. That's my experience. Congressman, I know you've got to run. I greatly appreciate it. Yep. Congressman Devin Nunes, anytime, sir. I greatly appreciate the conversation. Always good to have you here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You have a great day. Devin Nunes here, taking time. And again, for those of you who don't know, he's not one of those attorneys. He's a farmer by trade. As a farm in North Central California. Family farm. Been there for years. He knows a thing or two about getting dirty and hard work and knowing when things don't smell right, how to ferret them out. I hope he's right, that we're closer to getting people held accountable to this. We'll see. You're on the No Panic Zone of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.